Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Blaine Rada. He's a speaker, author, and mentor. Blaine, welcome to our show today.
Thanks, Christopher. Glad to be here.
Some of our guests may or may not know, or maybe our listeners, I should say, may or may not know, but I have three questions on our scheduling link, and I just ask very simple questions. I say, favorite food, dream car, and most memorable moment of this week. And Blaine, if you wouldn't mind sharing with our guests, what was your most memorable moment when you signed up for this podcast?
Yeah, well, you caught me at an interesting week. I had just committed a few days before I got your question to run a 100-mile ultra marathon in 2021.
So tell us, because for me, when I think of running, I'm not the biggest fan. And for you, 100 miles, it's huge. So were you always this guy that had this deep level of ambition and drive? Because it's not something that's like, oh yeah, I'll just run a 100-mile marathon.
Well, I've certainly always been very goal-oriented, probably from the time I was in high school. I kind of got exposed to personal development and some of the gurus that were out there that, you know, were on the speaking circuit that were inspirational. And it really kind of expanded my awareness of, you know, what was possible. But running has been for me a very consistent thing in my, you know, for my entire adult life. It's kind of a form of meditation for me. And running may even be a little bit of not the right word. I think at this point in my life as a 56-year-old, it's probably more of a shuffle mixed in with walking breaks. But it, you know, especially if I can get out into nature or just away from traffic and busyness, it really is kind of where I do a lot of my deep thinking. And pushing myself physically, and I know this isn't everybody's cup of tea, but for me, pushing myself beyond what I think I'm capable of physically and enduring that pain, so to speak, it always teaches me a lot about myself. So it's not the kind of thing, you know, a 100-mile race I've never done before. The longest I've run is a 50-mile race, and that was over probably over 10 years ago. So it's not like it's the kind of thing that I do all the time, but periodically I just find myself drawn to these endurance events that'll just make me kind of work on myself in a way that is more intentional and push myself harder. And I always come out on the other side of it, you know, learning a lot about myself. And that's really why I do it.
Yeah, your story, Blaine, reminds me of a friend I have named Diana Nyad. She is the only person in the world to swim from Cuba to Florida. It was 111 miles, 54 hours on her fifth attempt after 30 years, and she was 64.
Wow.
Because at the time, she was mentioning the backstory about her mom died when she was about 60, and she thought about her legacy, her life, and how she wants to be alive, awake, and alert. And just like with you, you're in your 50s, she's in her 60s, she's actually now 70, because that happened about seven, eight years ago. The point I'm getting at is, whoever's listening, it's all about what are your goals, what are your dreams, and who cares how old you are, but it's your intention. Now, I'm curious, because when you run, it really is a perfect analogy for life too, because you will literally have physical pains that could be cramps or whatever it might be, right? So How do you personally feel that you go through those things? Because it's not something that it's a mental, well, actually maybe it is, but I'm just curious, if you're cramping, you stop, or what's in your mind when you're going through the 30th mile or the 43rd mile? And I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I don't know that I've had to suffer a lot physically. I mean, obviously there is discomfort and pain. I, in all of the endurance events I've ever done, I've never had a physical breakdown. You know, I've never had to get medical attention or stop and rest for an extended period of time. And I think that's really just because of my preparation. I'm very diligent. You know, some people would probably even say anal about my preparation and making sure that I'm prepared. You know, I don't take these commitments lightly. So I don't just show up on race day hoping, you know, with a hope and a prayer I'm going to get through it. I usually have a fair amount of confidence that I've put in the work. And I'm very average, you know, physically. I did a few sports in high school, but wasn't very good. And, you know, I'm kind of like a weekend warrior kind of person physically. So really what allows me to do those things is I just put a plan together and I execute the plan. But what does happen over the course of many hours of doing any kind of physical activity is that the mind starts screaming for you to stop. It's very persuasive. You know, I mean, we are very good at talking ourselves into or out of anything. And that's actually, I think, the harder demon, so to speak. It's not the physical pain, because that's just kind of expected. It's the mental agony, if you will, and the fact that your body is telling you, you know, through your mind, you know, that you really just need to stop. You know, there's no point in going any further. And that's the battle, I think. It's the mental discipline.
And how do you slay those demons then, Blaine?
Well, it sounds kind of cliche, but it's put one foot in front of the other. It's just keep going. You know, I mean, if I have a goal, I'm very committed to accomplishing it. And so I'm not really willing to let go of it that easily. You know, I just keep going. And eventually, if you ignore those kind of voices that are screaming in your head, and I think this applies obviously to all kinds of things that we try to accomplish in our lives. If we just kind of don't give them power, don't recognize them, they do subside, you know, they do go away, but there are periods, and it kind of comes and goes. You know, in a long event that might be several hours, there could be many times where you have these ups and downs emotionally and mentally. And it's really just a matter of keep going.
Yeah. That's a great piece of advice. Talk to us about the book you wrote. It's very fascinating.
Yeah. So in 2018, another bucket list item that I had been thinking about for many years, I was able to cross it off my list. I did something called the Camino de Santiago, which very few people in the United States have heard of, but it's basically a 500-mile walk across northern Spain. It's been done by millions of people for literally over 1,000 years. It was an incredible life-changing experience. And when I came home, I just started to write some things down about what I had seen and experienced and the people I'd met along the way and just all of the cool things that had happened and what it meant to me. And I was really just writing these notes down so that I'd have a record of it and have something I could share with friends and family if they wanted to know more about it. And I realized that I had a book, and, you know, I had always wanted to kind of go through that journey becoming an author. And so I used that experience of walking across Spain as the story to complete my first book, which is called From Sore Souls to a Soaring Soul. It's quite a mouthful. It became very clear to me as I was writing the book, because the Camino had given me so much, and I felt like it really had been a life-changing experience, it became very clear to me as I was writing the book that I was not supposed to profit from it, that it would be something that would be my give back. So all the profits, which, you know, unless you're famous, profits from books aren't very much, but all the profits from the book, I donate to charities that support the Camino. So it's my way of just kind of putting back into this place and time that I got so much from.
That's great, Blaine. You mentioned what you learned about yourself. Was there something that was surprising? Because at that point you had already done various endurance type sports, right? Like marathons. I'm curious, mm-hmm. was something that surprised you that you learned about yourself?
You're speaking about on the Camino journey?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, the one thing that really happened for me out there, that is, I think, very significant, is that I felt like I was, experiencing emotions and thoughts at a deeper level than I normally do. And I'm a pretty, thoughtful person in terms of, I really do contemplate ideas and try to really understand them. But I think what happens when you put yourself, especially out in a natural environment, and you've removed yourself from the normal day to day, you know, you're away from your family and whatever you do for a living and all your technology, and I'm really just unplugged. You just kind of get, it's like layers of you just get stripped away. And as these layers are coming off of you, you're kind of seeing yourself in a way that you haven't seen yourself before. And even the ideas and what you believe and think you know about things, I mean, all of that starts to just change, and not necessarily in a bad way, but in a very deep way. And one of the ways that I describe part of what was happening to me was that I literally felt as if my heart was opening. And I didn't think I had a closed heart before I did the Camino, but that's just the best way I can describe it, is it just felt as if my heart was expanding and opening in a way that I didn't think that was a thing that needed to happen or that was going to happen. And it was just so nice. Now, of course, the challenge is you come back from something like that and you get right back into your normal busy day to day. And my heart just kind of went back to its original size. So, I think anybody who runs a marathon or goes on a pilgrimage or just takes a weekend off to go into nature and be by themselves, you know, you get these great insights and can see the world in a whole new way. But the challenge is you've got to come down from the mountaintop and get back right back into where your life is and figure out how to incorporate those learnings and not just slip right back into the habits and routines and all the things that were the reason why you went off to the mountain to begin with. And that really is maybe why I continue to do these types of things on a periodic basis, because I feel like I need a booster. You know, the change is not, you know, permanent, and it's an effort to keep those changes going when you come back to your normal life.
Blaine, thank you so much for sharing. From my perspective, it's like this yin and yang where you talk about these ultra marathon words, you have all these thoughts in your head, thinking about your thoughts, and then you have this amazing trip in Spain where it's more about your heart. So you have this both yin and yang of thought and the mind and the heart. So thank you so much for sharing your story, Blaine. How can our guests connect with you, stay in touch with you, and buy your book?
Well, the book, again, From Sore Souls to a Soaring Soul, is pretty much available wherever you would get books and in all the formats, you know, audio, paperback, ebook, etc. Website is currently under major construction. So eventually BlaineRaita.com will be a place where you can certainly see more about what I'm all about. And my email address, Blaine@BlaineRaita.com. Social media wise, I love to connect with people on LinkedIn. That's my primary place to meet people online. But yeah, anybody that has any questions or thoughts or comments about anything we've talked about, feel free to connect. I'd love to meet you and have a conversation.
Great. Blaine, thank you so much for being on our show. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher. It was an honor.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.